Better have your windshield wipers on. Joining us now in the studio is a slightly damp Chris Heidemann, Northfield's Community Development Director. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well, you got here just in time, made a mad dash to get inside before the heavens really started coming down on us.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, first of all, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much.
And Chris is the Community Development Director here in Northfield, but he is a short timer for a few more days. He's going to get us through Defeat of Jesse James days in the Community Development Department, and then it's on to Little Canada, where you'll become the city administrator. Let's first of all start off by talking about Little Canada. That congratulations on the job there, as we get some pretty big thunder and lightning going through. Congratulations. That is, you have some experience as a city administrator and a community development director, and Little Canada liked what they saw in you.
I guess so, yeah. Thank you very much, Jeff. Definitely had the previous experience prior to Northfield, working in Kenyon as the city administrator for a little over 5 years. So that combined with my experience here was enough to get the call up.
Now, Little Canada is an interesting community. I talked to some folks about this, and you might have been on this conversation. At one time, they were a little town out in the country where St. Paulites used to go to kind of the St. Paul equivalent of maybe a Minnetonka, Lake Minnetonka or something. That has evolved and really been swallowed up by civilization in the metropolitan area. So they have a little bit of past history, some current. They're going to bring you some new challenges.
Oh, that's right. That's definitely, well, you might think of it as a metro area city. It's definitely a historic community in and of its own. It's a first ring suburb that is primarily fully developed, but there's certainly some redevelopment and enhancement, and some of my previous skills in community development will come into play.
So many of the newer suburbs do not have like a central district, a downtown per se. I'm not really familiar with Little Canada. Do they have a downtown area?
There really is not a historic downtown. Their city hall and fire station are right on Little Canada Drive, which is a main cross street going across I-35, but it's not a commercial downtown, as you would say. The western city border along Rice Street is definitely a downtown feel, a commercial corridor, but not the same as a nexus like Northfield has with our historic downtown here.
Now, they have, I'm presuming, because they are an inner-ring suburb, that they're landlocked. As far as annexing additional land, that's not an option for
them,
is it?
That's correct. No, not an option at all.
So it's everything you have. You know what you're dealing with.
Right.
There is, from a geographical standpoint.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's talk about your time here in Northfield. Has it been five, six, 7 years now? How long have you been in Northfield?
A little over six, actually, yes.
A little over six. Mm-hmm. All right. As Community Development Director, what are some of the things that you know, I guess maybe you'd put down on your resume, hey, since I've been in Northfield, we've done this. What are some of those things that you're proud of?
Well, certainly. I think the seeing post-recession work in and the housing development happening in Northfield just gradually picking back up, working with community members, longstanding developers such as Tom Gill and Steve Schmidt, getting mm-hmm. their final sections and subdivisions moving forward again in the housing sector. From a commercial development standpoint, certainly the hotel project, the Marriott Fairfield Inn & Suites project, was a long effort that started as a market study, a hotel market study at the EDA level that I was advocating for to take advantage of one of the primary redevelopment sources that the EDA and the city has in a tax increment finance district. Mm-hmm. That was expiring in 2015, so we began really looking at the highest and best use for that site back in 2013, 2014. And it's taken until just this year to come to fruition.
Now, are you going to come down at some point and stay in that hotel when you visit?
I would actually hope to. I think it's got to be on my bucket list now.
Yeah, you and the wife will have a little getaway. Now, you're from Red Wing, is that correct? Or live in Red Wing, I should say.
Yes, for the last dozen or so years we've lived in Red Wing.
Are your children, have they grown up yet? Or are they still in school?
In school in the Red Wing School District. My wife is actually teaching in the Red mm-hmm. Wing School District, so we've planted there. And as of right now, we're planning on staying there as well, with options. You know, just depending on how things move on, we could certainly transition. But
how young is the youngest?
12.
12. Okay, yes. So you've got quite a few years now before you're an empty nester, so
right.
to say.
Right,
all
exactly.
Right. Let's move it back to Northfield and your time here. You're leaving at a time where we have, maybe some development options, but looking, I guess, towards the future, what are some of the things that are... It takes a while to set this table for a new development to begin, as you just mentioned, with a hotel project, but what are some of those things, looking 2, 3, 5 years down the road, are there some things that you're working on that you would be at liberty to tell us about?
Sure. Well, the housing market is definitely rebounding, at least on multifamily. You might not see that in current permits, but we have the senior housing project, 97 units, just adjacent to the Northfield Hospital and Clinics. There are several other projects that are in contemplation right now that are the developers are looking at the sites. Staff is reviewing preliminary concept plans and looking at those options. Some of them are development by right in the sense that if a developer comes forward with a specific project that fits that land use, there would be no variances needed, no council approvals. It would really just be the project fitting on that site. And then some of them would actually require some additional public process with both Planning Commission and City Council involvement. So one of them is in the downtown area, actually, the site adjacent to the Village on the Cannon. That one potentially we could see moving forward in 2019 with another multifamily project. There's a site that would require annexation on the south end of town. And there's a site on the west side, northwest side, north of St. Olaf College there that is already zoned but would require some additional steps, as in a minor subdivision process before it could become a multifamily rental project.
Let's talk about that area for just a moment or so. As you had mentioned, a 97-unit senior housing development going in there, and I was just out of the hospital yesterday and saw all the equipment out there. So they're moving some dirt around, and that's in the process of becoming a reality.
Absolutely.
Now, on the other side there, there is an opportunity for development as well on the east side of that project. Mm-hmm. The mayor has just formed, a commission? A task force that is looking into that area, is that correct?
On the west side, yes. The process advisory committee was actually formed in January.
Okay.
And so there was a task force, a committee that was, I think we have met over half a dozen times, 6 or 8 times, mm-hmm. Had considerable input from consultants and outside developer input and actually planning consultants,
mm-hmm.
providing some insights into what process the city might take to move forward with further planning on that site.
How far along will that be? I'm under the impression that with the new senior housing, with the hospital out there, and also the cancer treatment center, which is just right also in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. we're seeing a medical community or medical services area develop out of that. Is that area gaining some momentum? Will we see more of that in the not distant future, or is it how far along is it before we can see things happen?
Well, there's definitely some public process steps that would need to take place before any sort of significant development area could come into play. Right now, the utilities are extended only to the Northfield Hospital and Clinic site. The actual zoning for any sort of development is only zoned to that site as well.
Mm-hmm.
The annexation area that's west of the Northfield Hospital and Clinics is zoned agricultural.
Okay.
And really, it's just the original ag parcels that were annexed into the city about 10 years ago now. And so some steps would need to take place for that to be developable or shovel ready. But I think my encouragement and I think the direction of this process advisory committee is now looking into a smaller area rather than that entire 530 acres that mm-hmm. were annexed. I think looking into something that's more reasonable along the lines of what you said, that might